Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
It's so amazing that you're making my life so divine. Crazy with your beautiful face, baby, you're all so fine. How did I find you? I'm out of my mind. You intoxicate every moment. I have to hear you when you're not near. My mind is filled with torment till I'm just about gone and I can't carry on unless you're right by my side.
Vocalist Judy Silvano will be performing Saturday night at the Falcon Center in Marlboro, New York. It will be an evening of song and collaboration. Judy will bring her set of Silvano originals back to the Falcon, where it all began in 2011, a story she will tell us in just a moment. That led her to recording of My Dance, which was just released earlier this year. First in the evening, though, sax master and Grammy winner Joe Lovano will lead his trio Fascination group in his signature compositions. He's been a longtime collaborator with Judy, and it's a pleasure to welcome both Judy Silvano and Joe Lovano to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Oh, it's great to be here after listening so many years.
Very nice to have you here. So talk to us about the new CD. This is your 11th, I believe?
Yes, it is. As a leader, this is my 11th CD. And many of my CDs have been combination of great classic old songs in addition to a few of my originals sprinkled throughout. And I've been working as a writer and a composer and writing words and lyrics for a number of years. And this is the first time that I have an all originals recording, and I'm just so excited to be playing with a fantastic pianist, Mr. Michael Abeni, who is perhaps most well known as a conductor and an arranger with big bands. He's also a phenomenal pianist, and we've been having a lot of fun playing together.
So when I say it all began in 2011, That is the originals part of this, right?
Yes. Yes. That was the first concert that we did together as a piano and voice duo with all of my original material, which was really a thrill for someone of Michael's stature to want to perform my original compositions and to create some improvisational arrangements that flowed out of the material and from our collaboration and our empathy for each other musically.
So what has it been like then in the recording of the CD and putting all of this together?
Oh, it's a lot of hard work, just like every other business. Playing the music is always the most fun part. And our first live performance of this material was at the Falcon Center, where we'll be this Saturday. And so it's very exciting that we were able to follow through. It was so much fun, and it felt so great. It felt so it was vibrating in such a beautiful way that we decided to go into the studio and document the songs. So it's really cool to come back to the same stage. But I'm really thrilled to have Joe Lovano joining us in collaboration, because he is a very long-standing collaborator of mine as well.
How did the two of you meet?
Oh, we met in a musical situation, of course. I moved to New York City in 1976 from Philadelphia, which is where I grew up and went to school.
Temple
University, that's right. They didn't even have a jazz department in those years, so I was a classical vocal major, and then I transferred into the dance department. So I came to New York on a scholarship with Murray Lewis and Alan Nicolai, some wonderful modern dance choreographers. And I was doing a lot of improvisational collaboration with dancers and percussionists and all kinds of different instrumentalists. And through this work, I met a number of friends of Joe's, and Kenny Werner, a great pianist, and this one guitarist, Michael Boshin, said after we did this concert together, he said, you got to meet this guy, Joe Lovano. I think you would dig him and that he would dig you because, you know, he felt we had a similar kind of a energy and a spirit about the improvisation. So he actually brought me to Joe's loft in Chelsea, which was a very storied place. A lot of great musicians lived there through the years, a lot of great far out parties. And that's how we met. We played trio together, totally acoustic.
And not to cut to the chase, but I assume you both dug each other.
Well, first, I'd like to thank you for inviting us.
Very nice to have you here.
To talk about the music and relationships and what's going on this weekend at the Falcon. But Judy and I have really found each other in such a beautiful musical spirit in the early 80s. And we've been collaborating and doing some things and rubbing some tones together for years now. And it's
what does that mean?
It's amazing.
What does rubbing tones mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, let's say when you sit at a piano.
I like how it sounds, but I don't know if
I can. When you sit at a piano and you play two tones, two notes,
okay,
you're rubbing tones.
I got you.
So Judy is a master vocalese improviser. And the sounds of the saxophones and the woodwind family that I live in, our collaborations together, and the way we can improvise together and create inner music from the music and rub tones together and find a way of blending and creating music is very spiritual and special.
So let me ask you, Judy, talk a little bit about inner music, of how you define that.
Music is not a finite quantity. Mm. It's something that's fluid, and it's totally dependent on the breath of the expressor, of the musician that is playing and sending the sounds of whatever their instruments are out into the atmosphere. And when you're expressing a deep inner feeling that is channeling other kinds of energy and sharing it with the other musicians that you're playing with, in the spirit of improvisation, there are some remarkable things that can happen. And when you get to know somebody that's a really has a well-developed improvisational vocabulary, mm-hmm, on whatever their instrument is, you find that you're able to almost speak another language together. Music is really a universal language.
You know, in jazz, you have pieces of music, and then you create in your personal interpretations of them, and you explore the harmonic sequences and the rhythmic ideas and development that happens. So you're creating music within the music all the time in the world of jazz, and that's what makes it such a beautiful journey and exploration. Each time through is like a new experience.
Fragrant breezes call you from the sea, climbing flowers, framing doorways, they captivate me. Oh, come, let's go to the calm, soothing light, your senses are heightened, you feel soft as the sky.
So tell us a little bit about the evening, Judy. So Joe will start with his group, and then you and Michael will come out, and then you'll end up all playing together, right?
Absolutely. We decided, rather than having them be separate entities, we're going to have a little bit of a flow throughout, and a set of music is typically about approximately an hour long. So we're going to have Joe start with some of his original compositions and play with the trio in a very collaborative way, which will lead into Michael and I doing some of our material from the new CD. We'll do a few tunes each, and then we'll come together and create something that's really uniquely of that moment with those particular five musicians. So that's going to be a real documentation and in the process of improvising together, because a lot of people misunderstand what improvisation is, and it's really a very highly developed skill that one has to learn to attune their ears to listening to what's around them and be able to have a conversation with the other musicians. And when you play with people that you are familiar with and you trust, very often you're willing to take more chances with the musical material because it's not just on your shoulders to play a melody, that the other musicians will be responding to you in the sense you create an arrangement spontaneously together.
And all of that is going on, but the audience doesn't know, do they?
You know, you'd be very surprised. The audience sees it happening and can feel it and hear it happening also.
Well, they hear it in the music, right? I mean, they hear the electricity.
But watching live performance improvisation is really exciting for people because they don't really understand, how does that happen? How did you do that? People ask me all the time, how could you sing such big intervals and still stay in tune? And how did you know to just hit on the same note that Joe plays? And all these different questions that come up. And when you're actually physically in the room with musicians, you feel it. There's that extra sensory element that is missing when you listen to a recorded document of the music. To be there in the room, in the tradition of all of the cultures around the world, people have been playing together and singing together, chanting and dancing. And in every culture, in every religion, it's a very universal way of communion together. Joe mentioned that it's very spiritual. It can be very often. It takes your breath away sometimes. And the audience does share that.
Joe, talk a little bit about trio fascination.
Well, to play in a trio format is an amazing kind of cooperative moment where you're feeding off each other's ideas. And I've had a lot of experience through the years playing in trios with different instrumentations. This particular trio, this Saturday, will be Doug Weiss on bass and Carmen Castaldi on drums. But I've recorded a few recordings on Blue Note Records. One is called Trio Fascination that features the great Dave Holland on bass and the amazing Elvin Jones on drums. And we're going to be drawing some material from that release. And it's just an exciting moment to create music with bass, drums, and tenor saxophone. And I may have a few other instruments also that I'm going to bring for some different colors, you know, within the music. So we're going to try to put a set together also that complements and leads into Judy's duet. And then when we join the duet at the end of the set, we're going to play as a collective unit. And it's going to be fun.
Sounds like a wonderful evening. Vocalist Judy Silvano and saxophonist Joe Lovano will be performing Saturday night at the Falcon Center in Marlboro, New York. You can find out more by going to liveatthefalcon.com. Liveatthefalcon.com. Judy and Joe, thanks so much for being with us. Have a great gig Saturday night, and just a joy to hear from you both.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Great to be here.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Thanks.
Thank you. Again, you can find out more information by going to liveatthefalcon.com, liveatthefalcon.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
This is...